Life Lagos, 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up Lagos!
I'll take you to Lagos.
I know. It feels like it's been a week since we've been back here. It feels strange to be back here. We're back! I know, football is still on, the World Cup is still on, but we took a little break and we are back. I was here on Friday, but of course we're back to normal service, you know. Everything has come back to status quo. My name is Mary Anacon. Good morning, Lagos. How was your weekend? I know I wasn't here yesterday. Yes, football took, you know, the time. But we're here. We're here as usual. We're going to kickstart with conversations. This is Lagos's best conversation. In case you do not know, where else can you have great talk, great sports, and of course, great news. It's only the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I'm Mary Anacon. Together from now till 12 o'clock, we're going to make sure that your Tuesday morning is no dull moment at all. We're going to be back like we never left. Anyway, as usual, we start off the show with our sound off. We sound off on very important issues. And as you know, we're having 16 days of activism on gender-based violence, and we appreciate all those who are supporting men and women who have been victims of violence one way or the other, whether it be emotional, whether it be, physical, whether it be sexual violence. But we appreciate all those who are in support of them. We're going to start off with our sound off, and later on, we'll be going into our musings. Musings. Today, we're going to talk about money. Uh-huh. And right after that, we'll get into conversations. A lot more doctors are leaving Nigeria. What are we going to do? People are dying every day in hospital beds for mistakes that could have been avoided. And we're going to have a health expert in the studio with us this morning to talk to us about the issue of doctors migrating every single year. Stay with us. It's your What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's time for Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Just like I said at the, you know, the beginning of the show, we're observing 16 days of activism, and this these could be an array of activities, all of us just doing in our own little way what we can to educate the populace about the dangers of gender-based violence. And when we talk about gender-based violence, we're not just talking about women. Men also get, you know, violated. They get violence, whether from their wives, from their sisters. I mean, men also are victims. So we can't also rule out the boys who are, you know, subjected to this. But I want to talk about something that's worthy of note. According to the United Nations statistics, one in every three women, especially in Nigeria, is being sexually or emotionally or physically abused by either family members, people around them, in their places of work, I mean, wherever. But that's not the core of my conversation or my sound off this morning. The core of my sound off is the fact that a woman called in this morning and said that while she was being abused by her husband, he rammed her head into a wall. She went to a police man, and this police boss told her that he did it one time, has he done it again? So he's trying to dissuade her from coming to complain to the police. But there is a desk, I'm made to understand. There's a gender-based violence get a desk at every police station. If your police station doesn't have it, let me know. But I'm sure that there is one where people can come and report these cases, whether it be rape, whether it be violence in the home, whether it be, emotional abuse, whatever it is, I'm sure that there's a desk if you have to report this. And if the guys that are supposed to be our first port of call, especially when all else fails, when your parents or your family members are saying, let's keep it within the family. If he beats you, what do you want to go and tell the police for? Do you want the police to come and arrest the father of your children? If the police, that's the only hope when it comes to reporting this, especially if it becomes deadly, if it's something that you know that if he continues, this man would kill you or this woman would kill you, why should that same police be telling you it's a family problem? Why are you bringing your dirty linens to wash in public? That's not your job if you're a police officer or you're on that desk. Whether you're on that desk or not, you're a police officer, you're law enforcement. If people come to you and complain that somebody has hurt me or hurt my children, your duty is to take their statement. Your duty is not to play judge or jury. Your duty is not to be their pastor or their counselor. No, your duty is to be a law enforcement agent, take the information that they've given and investigate. Do the needful, please. It's not your place to come and tell her, read her the Riot Act from your community. It's not your business, sir. It's not your place to tell her that she ought to settle this within the family. It's not your problem. Your job as a police officer, as law enforcement, is to do the job of enforcing the law. And what is your primary assignment in this regard? Take the information and make sure that you run with it. Now, if you investigate, then you can find out if the person is lying or if the person is telling the truth. But your number one duty is not to try to ward them off. I'm ashamed of police officers, whether male or female, who do this. Because this woman has come today and it's not happening to you, but or it's not happening to your daughter or your auntie or your uncle, it seems a bit far-fetched, right? Or maybe you yourself, you seem to be, open to the idea that a man should smack his wife around once in a while to discipline her. Or maybe a woman should also slap her husband around because you see all these men, they feel a certain way. If it's good when a woman hits a man. No, sir. No, ma'am. It is not your job. Your job is to take the information that these people bring, whether it's a young girl, a woman, a young boy, a man, take the information. Don't ward them off. That is not your job. The reason why more and more people would not come out and tell people what they're going through, and half the time these people end up dead, leaving those same children that they were afraid of leaving, afraid of leaving the man for, they turn up dead. Those children now end up with another woman. And the man sometimes get married to another woman. So if a woman comes to you and says, well, look, my life is at stake here. I don't want to live because of my children, but this time around, I can't take it. I need to report this incident. Please take her report. Don't try to tell her that, why do you want to leave the man? Who will take care of your children? If she doesn't take those children out of that home, guess what? Those children might start picking up whatever the man is doing and think that that's the way to go. We cannot start brewing children who are violent. We can't. So if you start seeing these things, please don't turn these people away. Same thing for women who are raped. They don't go to police stations because they start telling them, what did you wear there? How did you look at the man? Why did you let him come on, guys, it's 2022. Don't turn victims of gender-based violence away. Don't even try to talk them out of whatever, decisions they've made. Let that decision be solely theirs. They come to you for help. Take their information and run with it. That's my take this morning. And you know what, guys? If you're a police officer, please do your job. Stop it. Stop this thing that you're doing. Because tomorrow, who knows? It just might be your turn. Minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Itimiyan Crescent. I'm Mary Anacombe without stretch. He'll be here in a bit. Anyway, let's get into our musings this morning. I just want to pick your brains. Now, you get a letter of appointment to resume at a $40,000 job on your wedding day. What do you do? Do you attend the wedding? Forfeit the job? Or would you just jackpot and then explain to your wife that, you see, with this money we can have a bigger wedding, I want to hear from you this morning. Join the conversation on our music. We have 3 minutes on the clock to take a few thoughts and before we go for our first break on the show this morning. So on the day of your wedding, you get a letter of appointment to resume at a $40,000 job. I beg your pardon. Now, it's your wedding day and they're saying you need to resume today. Your ticket, everything is ready. We need you in New York at least by tomorrow. What are you going to do? Your flight is in less than an hour, so you need to leave. But then you have a wedding to attend. What do you do? Marry and forfeit the job or go take the job and then explain? I want to hear your thoughts. All right. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01-465-7190. That's 01-461-7190. 01-465-7190. Those are the numbers for the ladies to call. You can send me a message on WhatsApp or you could tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We want to hear from you. Let's see if we can take one quick call before we go for our first break this morning. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life.
Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Where are you coming? Stretch?
Stretch is missing. Well, I've sent a team to look for him.
Yeah. My name is Stanley, calling from Ikoyi.
All right, Stanley, go ahead. What would you do?
As a man and as a Lagosian, I won't miss the opportunity.
Hey, really?
Yeah, I won't miss the opportunity.
What are you going to tell your wife?
That is prayer answered. Prayer answered square. My wedding and the job. What I would do now, just tell me, what I would do is this. I will call my brother to come and stand by for my wedding.
Is she marrying your brother? Is this a joke?
She's not marrying my brother, but they must not be. You must kiss your bride.
But you know how women are, because a woman will say, so you mean that job is more important than me? Really?
She loves me.
But if you love her, maybe you will come and do the wedding
for me. I love her so much, but the money is important. Now, I need to look after her very well.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Still, What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our musing this morning, we're asking, on your wedding day, whether you're a man or a woman, you get a letter of appointment and an email saying you have to get on a flight today to New York because they have given you a job, a $40,000 job. Sounds very outlandish, but this is your situation and your wedding is that same day. What do you do? Go for the wedding at the expense of the job, knowing that you need to get on a flight to go to New York? Or would you, like my first caller, send your brother or your sister to represent you because there will not be any case the bride in that wedding? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, if you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. Or... I just saw a very funny message. Or better still, you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info on Twitter with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. Or send us a WhatsApp message. I'll give you the numbers in a bit. But let's go to the phone line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up? Hey. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Where's your radio boyfriend now?
My boyfriend has abandoned me. We're going to see in court.
I beg you, wait to come back. We'll beg you again. God take it, I can't come now.
Don't worry. I know how to catch him.
Thank you, catch my bag.
Yeah.
Good morning, how's everything?
Good.
Nice to hear you this morning.
Same here. What's your name?
Well, the person speaking to you is a pensioner. Yeah, really?
Oh, you're a pensioner.
What's going to happen is that if such a thing comes to my son or daughter, what's going to happen is that we make a big flexi banner, put the picture of that person as a representation on that wedding day, and make people know that, yes, this is, and it's true. Because opportunity comes once in a lifetime. What if you lose that, he or she loses that job and they start cringing all over the place? No, my dear. I will not allow my child to lose such an opportunity.
Hmm.
Yes, so there have been cases where weddings come up. I mean, my sister, the daughter wasn't around when they put the picture of the daughter there, and everybody understood what happened, and the same went on that day. It's just a few day and a few hour affair.
Hmm.
2-3 hours, everything is gone.
Mm.
Yes, my sister, because the daughter, the wife, go and join her and join him.
Mm.
It's a matter of understanding. Yes.
Mommy, you like money or you like money. This is not what we're teaching our daughters.
It's comfort. No, my dear. Let's be realistic. It's not a Nigerian issue. It's a world issue.
Mm.
It's world issue.
Okay.
Apology comes but once.
Okay.
Let's be realistic and face the facts.
Okay. Let's be realistic and face the facts. What would you do if you found yourself in this situation, whether you're male or female? Would you call off the wedding? Would you postpone it? Would you reschedule it? I saw a guy on Twitter that made me laugh. He said, not so Jack Bryan rescheduled the wedding, you know. Goodell's Sonny on Twitter posted that one. But back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. So it's at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Go ahead and tweet at me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Where's your boyfriend? Where's your radio boyfriend?
I'm tired of answering this question. My boyfriend have abandoned me. Yes.
How was your week? What
life? I mean, I loved it. I loved it.
If I'm the one though,
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we'll go. Or even if it is my husband that has that kind of appointment, I will tell his brother to stay. Then him should go. Me and the brother will do the wedding.
Ah, you people like money in this Nigeria.
It's true now. We'll not do you make it of right. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
After a wedding like this, I don't jack.
You said you don't jack by opportunity.
And that's true now.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. Everybody just likes money. Wait. Let's not forget that this wedding has been planned for months. You paid for the venue, you did everything, you invited friends. They're not there to see your brother represented. And how are you going to explain to everybody why your brother is standing in for you? Because you see, everybody's going to expect to see you show up at the wedding if you're the guy. Or expect to see the bride show up at the wedding instead of her sister or some random person showing up for her. So, why can't you just get married and then reschedule it? I'm joking. But on a serious note, how easy is it to convince your partner that, this job is very important and both of us will make money? What is the assurance that when you go to this New York now, you will not go and marry your new wife and then leave Auntie here to suffer? There are many people that have gotten married to photos. I've seen it, photos. And then the husband will come and, you know, go. I think I know one. They have a 7-year-old. Oga is not still taking her to America. So, again, is this a risk you want to take? We have 9 minutes on the clock. Join the conversation. I'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, William. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Stanley calling from them. Ayobo.
All right, Stanley, what would you do?
William, this is a straightforward thing, though. We are talking about wedding here.
Mm-hmm.
We are not talking about marriage.
But that's how it starts.
Wedding are just ceremony. Marriage is the life.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me use base of my fiancé. If paraventure I have this opportunity now, and let's say I did not tell her, and I went ahead and we did the wedding on our honeymoon night or during our honeymoon period, and after that, baby, you know what? I had this phone call, I had this opportunity for this job, and then because our wedding was more important, I had to forget about it and focus now. See, that honeymoon returned to bitter sun. returned, that marriage was scattered. this is our country. It returned to bitter sun. So they need to think twice. So this kind of a thing, focus on your marriage, not the wedding. The wedding is just people for people to just come and eat rice and go.
Mm.
Afterward, people will focus on your marriage. That is what will sustain the marriage, that job.
Mm.
So you focus on it, and then anybody can represent you. your brother or even the best man self can even represent you. So it's as simple as that.
Okay. Is it as simple as that? Just like the last caller, I want to hear from you. Let's go to WhatsApp quickly and see some of the messages that are coming in. I want to make sure that every single person is captured. So I'm seeing very, very interesting messages. Let's see. Somebody here says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning. I'm Moses texting from Ikorodu. If it happened to be my husband, I jackpot and let them have me protected in a screen. Oh, you mean projected? Okay, on a screen. On the wedding day, it's going to be a virtual wedding. I cannot come and miss such an opportunity. Oh," he said, "I will jackpot." Thank you, Moses, for your message. Nosa from Onipan says, "Onipan. I hope I got that right. Stretch is not here to hit my head. There's always a first time. It will be the fastest wedding in history. Parents blessing and we exchange ring and sign paper. Everybody will be all right. No be money with the guy make wedding happen. Money first. So let them party and have fun since all was already set for the wedding." Okay, interesting. This one says, "See, Marianne, the wedding can hold or can hold on. No, I will first go for the job. When I get there, I'll make arrangements for him to join me. But owo ni koko, yemi for me korodu." All right. Someone here says, "Good morning, Marianne. Getting that kind of opening on your wedding day is not an opportunity, but a temptation. Hey, another angle. I'll explain things to the organization, and if it's a take it or leave it thing, I'll gladly let it go. I believe there are priorities in life, and my opportunities cannot go on anyone else's. There are people that have traveled from afar and left important things just to rejoice with me. It's lack of respect to disappear for money's sake. In fact, I'll see that offer as a reason not to disappoint my woman or make her sad, but offers will come in the future. There are priorities, other priorities in life." This is from Humphrey. Humphrey, how many times have I called you? I like your perspective. It's a very beautiful angle, but just like that uncle that called. The honeymoon, you now tell your wife that, "Hey, you see, I let that $40,000 job go." Is love enough, Humphrey? Reply me. One more. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? This one says, Dixon from Ikoyi says, "In this situation, as I'm on the way to the airport, I will send a lengthy message to my wife to be explaining my situation. I'll make her understand that wedding is just for a day, but marriage is forever. And we need to be financially stable to enjoy this journey. I can't let the opportunity pass me by," he says. Okay, Dixon, I see you. This one says, "I will go for the job and forfeit the wedding. I believe that the reason will surely be well known to everyone, so I will ask her to go to her family for another date, and I'm still sure that they will release the new date with happiness. The salary involved will make all of us understand ourselves." Lukman from Ikorodu. Okay. All right, we got 4 more minutes. Let's go back to the phone lines. I will go to Twitter in a bit. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? This is Oba talking.
Oba, what would you do in this?
I want to believe my woman to be, she's aware of this offer before now, the processing. So on that marriage day, she will understand. It's just a phone call. Babe, see what's in the app, you know, see how far. She will even join. Okay, fine, guy, go first. Leave those marriage, we will go do them later. Do you understand? Now, for collect the offer first, go and see offer later. That's my take anyway.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right. I'm just thinking out loud here, and please don't kill me. What if you now get there and the offer is not as good as they made it sound? What if you even... It's 419. What if? I'm just saying. What if? All right, we got Twitter. I want to quickly see, read some of the messages coming in on Twitter. And right after that, we will take another call. All right, let's see what's on Twitter. Please use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. That way, I can read your message. We good here on Twitter says, I will suspend the wedding with immediate effect and extend the postponement till a better date. Say postponement. This one's from Duke of Volta. He says, what's up, Lagos? In this situation, as I'm on the way to the airport, I'll send a West. Okay, I think you sent us this also on WhatsApp. Thank you very much, Volta, for your message. All right, we got two more minutes before we wrap things up here. Another message here says, my darling, did you know how much is involved and is in dollars? Oh, come on. Say, come off it. Say, you didn't want me, ni. I'm going to the job straight. Don't forget to tell them. Let me know if it's for real. Erastus, big daddy. Erastus, that's your job. Now you have to find out whether it is real or not. It's not my job, is it? This one says, hello, Marianne. To me, it's the wedding call, wedding knee. Will my wife stay with me when I have no job? And they call it for better, for worse. I beg. For better, for worse call. I beg. Jack Bajari, original Nigerian man, know this slack. All right, big Dan from Ikondo. Thank you for your message. I'll take one more call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
If you have Sushebo on the line, I'm calling you from Okota.
All right, go ahead. What's your take?
See, let's not just look at it as if it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Both of them can happen in the same day.
Really? You have a flight to New York in about an hour. What can you possibly do? And you know how Lagos traffic is. You cannot be playing.
Of course, they know that I'm coming from Nigeria. They know that I'm not coming from the next state in U.S.
Mm. But yes, they bought your ticket, sir, and your flight is in the next hour. It means you have to head to the airport because you know how traffic can be if you're going to the airport.
See, it is we that make wedding too long.
Mm.
Yes, 1 hour is enough to do wedding.
Mm.
Yes. We can still go to
airport at Ikeja. You are certain that this can happen. You are sure.
Very sure. We can do both in one day.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wish you all the best, sir. All right. Well, we got to go for that break. And on the other side of the clock, we're going to be talking about why Nigerian doctors keep migrating. What are we supposed to do to keep these guys? Because they're leaving every other day. And if we start to look at the statistics of the things that are going wrong because they're barely doctors to attend to patients. And the doctor-patient ratio is something that needs to be called to question. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 7 minutes come past the 11 o'clock hour. I am Mary Anna Cohn, and it's still What's Up Lagos. Let's get into some very serious conversation this morning. Now, I did tell you earlier on that we're going to be talking about the migration of doctors and, of course, now what the doctor-to-patient ratio is as we speak. So about 4,000 doctors are migrating again in a few weeks. We'd see if another set of doctors migrating. But we want to talk about how hard hit the Nigerian health sector is by this migration of doctors and what must be done in the interim to save or salvage what's left of our health sector. And my guest is going to be here in a bit. She's going to be joining us virtually. She's going to talk to us as someone who's in the system. My guest is Dr. Alero Robert. She's the Vice Chair, Association of Public Health Physicians, Lagos Chapter. So in a bit, we will be having this conversation with Dr. Alero. But in the meantime, let me just give you some background information into, you know, this particular situation. Now, the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors had alerted, of the plan that 4,000 of its members are to disengage their services in the country and migrate abroad for greener pastures. And they also noted that it was now a ratio of one doctor to 10,000 patients. Let me pause and retrace it. 10,000 patients to one doctor in the country. Now, that's the doctor to patient ratio. Now, this came as the association expressed worries over government's treatment of its members. It said, with government's nonchalant attitudes to members' salaries, welfare, and other deserved packages, the country may be heading to a point where it would have no doctors anymore. Now, the association revealed that Nigeria had already lost 2,000 doctors to outside world in the last 2 years. And now we're going to have 4,000, double that number. It has also asked the government to halt the drift by doing the needful to avoid what it called disaster in the nation's health sector. I'm waiting on my guests to join us. But I was really hoping that I was going to talk to a doctor also from outside the country, somebody who recently moved away from Nigeria. But if you're a doctor, you're a health practitioner, you're living in the US, you're living in Europe, in the Middle East, wherever you are, you moved away from Nigeria and you're listening to this conversation. I'd like to, you know, understand from your perspective, see things through your lenses, from your prism, from your standpoint. How bad it is that you would say, you know what, I'd rather just go and do it someplace else. Because I'll tell you an experience, not a, you know, direct experience, but a colleague at the time whose dad was, you know, sick and was at the teaching hospital in Port Harcourt. We bought everything. We even bought insecticide. We had to clean the bathrooms. We had to, I mean, at some point, I asked myself that maybe, are we not even going to buy fuel for the generator in this hospital? It was that bad. Literally, these guys would have to use torches from their phones to try to do certain things in a hospital ward. I'm just giving you my perspective from what I saw as a person visiting the hospital. I also had a sick parent, and the first week, I think, we took her to the teaching hospital in Calabar, and I mean, we had to get her out of there. It was terrible. Even the food that we were paying for was a mess. We paid for the so-called best private ward. It was still nothing to write home about. So as much as there are people who would say, oh, the doctors and even our teachers are being divas right now, comparing our health sector to other places, and I'm not even going too far, I'm not saying the US, I'm even saying countries that would almost be at par with us, are we scratching the surface? Are we doing the necessary? I was talking to a politician the other day and he said, they want to stop political, health tourism. And I said, are you going to start with yourself? Because the last time I checked, you went out of the country for a checkup. So how can we take this seriously if the people who are our leaders are not taking it seriously? My guest is joining me right now, and she's going to give us a bit more background to, you know, the information that I put out this morning. Dr. Alera is joining us right now via Zoom. Dr. Alera, if you can hear me, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning. So good to have you join us, Dr. Alera. For those of you who do not know, Dr. Alera Roberts is the Vice Chair, Association of Public Health Physicians, Lagos State Chapter. So good to have you join us once again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. I was just painting a picture of my experiences and some of those that I have, you know, heard of, you know, the average hospital situation in Nigeria and what doctors have to deal with. But then the medical association or the association of resident doctors are saying about 4,000 more doctors are getting set to migrate out of the country. Paint a picture to me. If we have one doctor to 10,000 patients, what exactly would be the fate of those people, especially those in the emergencies?
I don't have to paint a picture. I can tell you what the reality is on ground right now. Hmm. We're having a lot more avoidable deaths. We're having a lot more people come to the accident and emergency, often referred from other hospitals simply because the hospitals do not have the staff to cope. And then they come to us. We have had a situation where we have a team that's supposed to have, say, 25 to 28 people on duty, have less than 8 people on duty. So I don't have to paint a picture. This is the reality of what we're going through right now. And, you know, it's being multiplied all across the Lagos is even better off than many other states, where in the first place, they already had a dearth of state-employed physicians, nurses, physiotherapists, pharmacists, biomedical engineers, medical lab technicians, medical laboratory scientists, the whole gamut of healthcare workers that is needed to save lives is being affected by this.
It's. I was reading through the statement by the Association of Resident Doctors, and they said that government is not necessarily doing the needful to take care of these doctors, hence their movement. What exactly, aside from the salaries, what exactly does the Nigerian health sector need the most as we speak? What's the most important thing that they need right now?
There's no most important thing. For you to have a health system that works, you need manpower, you need materials, you need money. You cannot have two out of three. You cannot have any two out of three. You cannot have one out of three. Unless you have all three in position and in place, there's nothing you can do. There is nothing worse. The last time I wept at the door of the accident and emergency when the young doctor stood there and said, "Ma, what am I standing here for? If a patient comes in, I know what to do. I don't have the wherewithal to do it." What do you say to such a person? You need to set an IV line and the cannula, just the needle to go into the vein, you don't have. Wow. How much you have all the knowledge in your head and no means of applying it to the patient. Why are we standing there deceiving people that, oh, they've made it to the hospital? There's a doctor standing there. Oh, I see the nurse. And still, their loved one will die. That's the situation that we, and this is reality. I'm not painting a picture. I'm not imagining a scenario. This is what is happening today, every day, and has been happening for months.
Wow.
But, yes. Every time the ARD go on strike, is on account of this.
I'm going to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot now. I have seen the business community have a parley with those who are running for presidency in the country. I mean, we're in election season, obviously. I've seen, I think the accountants also do hold a parley. I haven't seen the medical association sit with these guys because we know that whether we like it or not, if one of these people win, then of course it becomes their problem. Why are we not having that parley? Is there any plan to have that parley?
I'm sure now there may be, but we have to remember one thing. The healthcare sector has always been populated by people whose main objective in life is to help others. The healthcare sector, everybody knows, generations of healthcare workers have known. My father knew, my grandfather knew. You do not go into the healthcare sector to make money.
Absolutely.
You go there because you have an intrinsic nature to help others. So the point for us is that it's not that we are going there to make money. So the politics of it really is beyond us. When you are there battling for life, you are not there to start casting blame and casting aspersions on who did or did not do what needed to not be done before. You are there to save lives. So if we are to take time away and take our attention away from what we need to do, that is taking time and attention away from possibly saving lives. There are not enough of us to do that. There never have been. You understand what I'm saying? And the worst part of it is that we actually have doctors in positions of authority, both politically, economically, and whatnot. If they have been unable to do anything, for whatever reason, what are the rest of us expected to really do? The Association of Public Health Physicians have engaged public people over the years. We got promises, and nothing concrete came out of it. You see, because the truth of the matter is, the health sector is not sexy. The only sexy part of the health sector is when you build an institution and somebody goes and cuts a white ribbon. there's nothing sexy about saving lives. There isn't. There really isn't. There's nothing sexy about preventing babies from dying, preventing pregnant women from dying. Nobody even wants to know when people who can hardly afford healthcare get sick. Nobody wants to know. The only time the health sector comes under everybody's attention is when big people in government suddenly get sick, like what happened in COVID. Then everybody started running helter-skelter. Too late. Too late.
Now, you made mention of the fact that there are doctors in positions of power. Let's start with the man who's directly in charge of the health sector, Mr. Hanire, who is the health minister. Of course, one would say the same for education and the other parts of the economy that are suffering. Why do you think that government has somewhat, for the use want of a better way to describe it, abandoned the health sector? Because what we see is an eyesore, and I'm talking about all the hospitals, especially the non-private ones. Why do you think that it's taken government so long? I mean, we're in 2022 when people are going beyond the moon, people are going to look for water on Mars, and we're here talking about just a cannula, you know, to set an IV link. So I'm wondering, what exactly is the situation? What's the problem?
It actually boggles the mind. And I don't want to sound uncharitable, but, you know, it's going to sound uncharitable. Like I said, neither the health sector nor the education sector are particularly sexy. You cannot measure bottom line in dollars and cents, pounds, shillings and pence, you know, naira and kobo. You can't say, oh, we put in $1,000, 1,000 naira, and we immediately got a return on investment of this, that and the other in 90 days, in 60 days. That's not how the health or education sector works. These are sectors that work for Human Development Index. And as far as our mental, the way we think is concerned, anything that you don't get a return on in 30, 60 or 90 days is not worth investing. That plus, it is so much easier when you have big ticket items to inflate invoices and skim off the top here and there. It's not a Nigerian thing. It's a universal thing. It's a global thing. Everybody does it. Wherever they can, you know, line their pockets and line their faces. Education and health don't give too many of those opportunities. Sadly, that's the honest truth.
So what do we need to do? Because I'm here thinking, the average Nigerian person is at the mercy of this somewhat wobbly health sector that we have. And like you said, they're very many cases that could have been avoided, but then they're happening every day. I've heard terrible news about people losing babies when they could have not lost the babies, you know. What do we do to arm twist the government? Because it looks like we're at that juncture right now.
We get up and we tell the government to do what we want or you leave. We must go out and vote. We must take up our collective civic responsibility and make sure that the system works not only for us, but for those coming behind us. I don't even know whether I'm perversely grateful that the situation has become this bad for everybody to wake up. When I think deep down, I mean, I am here telling my friends, don't bring your loved one or your employee or your whosoever to lose. There's nothing I can do to help you. Wow. I know the number of calls I get on my phone, messages on my phone that, oh, Dr. Robert, yes, Alero, oh, you are in loose, so and so, this and that, and the other. And I'm like, is it now? Is it now that you suddenly remember that there's a loose, that there's a lasso, that there's a hospital, so and so is going to need health care? Is it now? Do you have insurance? No. What did you contribute to this health sector you are now depending on to save your life? Nothing. So at the end of the day, I'm not even going to blame government in its entirety. I'm blaming each and every one of us. I'm blaming each and every one of us. Whether you like it or not, everybody born of a woman is going to die. And that pathway to death starts from the day you are born. You make every effort to ensure that you stave off that inevitability for as long as possible. And even when it should come, it comes to you in reasonable good health. It is not when you are now, do you remember about, about 14, 15 years ago, India was the new destination.
Yes.
Anybody got sick? Oh, let's collect money. We're sending him to India, sending her to India. They all went, they all came back. We suddenly stopped hearing the stories. Suddenly people stopped going. Why? Because they suddenly realized that, you go to India, it's not the panacea for all ills. They don't really care about you. All they care about is the money you can bring. And after you pay the money, follow up, no follow up. Wow. Something still goes wrong, what they'll tell you, bring another money.
Well, my guest is Dr. Alera Roberts. She's the Vice Chair, Association of Public Health Physicians, Lagos Chapter. She's still here with us. We have to go for a quick break. When we return, Lagos, we want you to be part of the conversation. She's saying we have to hold the feet of government officials to the fire. If we don't, then nobody will come to our aid. We'll be right back after this break. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Ann Okon. We'll be back. Stay with us. Gone past the 11 o'clock hour. So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Itimiang Crescent. I'm Mary Ann Okon, and still with me in the studio this morning is Dr. Roberts. Yes, Alera Roberts has been with us in the studio this morning, talking to us about the situation in the Nigerian health sector and why we're having more and more doctors migrate from the country. Now, we've been talking the first part of the show. Now, we want Lagos to join the conversation. So, the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or if you are a lady, you're a woman, the female line is 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. You can send us a WhatsApp message. And of course, be part of the conversation. We're live on YouTube, so you can look for Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube. We are live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. Go ahead and be part of the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mary. Well, I think the reason why, just the question you asked.
Sorry, you didn't give us your name, sir.
Oh, sorry, this is Samuel.
Samuel, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You asked that, this is why we have more doctors. It's not too far-fetched now. They always say that when the purpose or importance of a thing is unknown, I mean the value will be defeated. So, of course, we don't appreciate what we have over here. And more importantly, it is sad that, you know, the people at the end of Africa who are actually meant to create an enabling environment for these doctors, you know, these brains of doctors, you know, to thrive locally here, you know, they have cut them off from, the services, the local services of any thing that has to do with the medicals over here. Mm. So majority of all of them, virtual most of them, so they treat themselves over there. Ask in the local government chairman any state governor or any commissioner or whatever, ask them at any point in time, have they gone to our primary, not even talk about secondary health, public health centers. So ask them now. If not, you see all of them going to high-tech private hospitals here in cities. If not, they travel themselves out of the nation. Mm. So what do you expect? It's like, I said our roads are bad now. How many times do they fly here? Do they fly the road? So they fly. Mm. That's the problem we have. And it is sad.
It's
until
sad.
We are awake to this reality, then we have many of them. But Trevor, let me tell you, I have a friend that actually lives. It's not even because of the salary, but the working environment. He says even if he gets there right now, he does not even mind doing a lumber job. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it, Samuel. Because of time, please let's keep it at 60 seconds, okay? 1 minute. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Peter calling from Bariga.
Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, the topic this morning is very touching. I haven't heard from your guest this morning about loot. Now, loot is owned by federal government. Mm-hmm. If I tell you the stress I had there 2013, you will shed tears. Mm-hmm. But I don't pray that anybody I know should visit loot in respect to health matter. Instead, Bagada General Hospital is here. Now, you see, the Western world are not helping us. Because if they really want to help us, those at the helm of Asia that are going to their places to loot our money, to go to their places to take treatment. If they can reject them, and tell them to go back to their country and fix the health matter in their country.
I
think that would be a very good thing. But they never do that. Instead, they will welcome them with their two hands because they needed the money. So there is no. That is the only way. The people that will be going in there now, Nigeria should shine their eyes. That's all I can say. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. But I just want to quickly put it out there. It's not their job. They're a country. They welcome you because, you know, tourism is also a mainstay in some of these countries. So they can't pursue your president, or it's not their place. It's our place to hold the feet of these people to the fire. We can't just jettison our responsibilities as citizens to another country. I'm sure you agree with me, Doctor.
I do very much so. You can see me nodding. Yes.
But there's a message here on Twitter I think you'd like to respond to. Elder Shodi here says, as much as we can blame the federal government, what are we doing as citizens? Do we have health insurance? How many hand gloves or syringes have you donated to your nearest healthcare center? He says, as an alumni of a public school, what have you given back to the school that you were in? Doctor, would you care to respond to that?
That's very heartwarming. You know, the fact is even giving me some new ideas already that these are things that we need to be pursuing. So like I said, do need to rise up to our collective responsibility. And I like that term you're using, hold the feet of those in power to the fire and make them do what needs to be done. But more than that, like the guy who sent the tweet just said, what are we doing as individuals to even find out what is going on at the nearest health facility to your house? Because that's the health facility you're likely going to need in a complete emergency. There's no petrol, there's no road, there's no whatever, and you need a health facility. Do they know you? Do you have health insurance? Have you gone there to even say, what needs to be done? Let's raise a community of concerned citizens around each and every one of these health facilities and say, just as you are there for us, how can we be there for you? You know, do they need fuel for their generators? A lot of health facilities right now are going to be running on generators. And at this time where fuel is in short supply, all you need is one or two concerned citizens to say, okay, here, take a jerry can of fuel, just in case you have an emergency delivery in the middle of the night, that sort of thing. So we can constitute ourselves into concerned citizens around the health facility closest to us. And there are all sorts of ways we can support. They need water, they need fuel, they need food. Don't even give them the money, but that if they say they need gloves for the newborns, supply gloves. They need a hypochlorite solution to clean surfaces. Supply hypochlorite solution to clean surfaces. There are all sorts of things that we can do as individuals, as citizens, collectively, that can support the health facilities close to us. And yes, hold them accountable. I keep asking people, what is the name of your local government chairman? Do you know the name of the local government chairman in the area where you reside? Do you have his or her number? When things are not working, do you tell them? Because you forget that these people too are human beings. I am proud to say that in my own Adugbo, in the local government where I work, because I know his name, I know his number, anytime I see something going wrong, I merely send a WhatsApp message. And you know what? Let me even shock you. I send it from a number he does not even know is mine. So that you will not say, it's because it's you, it's Dr. Alera Robert sending the message. That's why he responded. No. They are responsive because they do they do need those extra eyes and ears to let them know where things are going wrong. There's a pile of refuse that has not been collected. There's the carcass of a dead animal sitting somewhere. You know, there's a broken pipe, water pipe, broken somewhere. You know, these are things that they need to know. The market traders have overspilled their area and are dropping refuse. Give them, take a picture, send a WhatsApp and send it to your local government chairman and say, please, sir, can you do something about this?
Yeah, very important.
One way of holding their feet, not to the fire per se, but holding them accountable and making sure that they realize that they are there to serve us, not us to serve them.
I totally agree with you. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but you know, when we say, let's start being, contributing, blah, blah, blah. Does that not also make these people rest on their oars, seeing that, we're becoming more communal and they don't seem to be doing their job as those who were elected to do the job?
Contribute information. contribute information. Tell them where their things are not going right. Give them kudos when things have gone right. Contribution doesn't always have to be naira and kobo. Contribute information. Because if we don't hold them accountable, then we are going to suffer what we are suffering.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a few more calls. We have about 4 minutes on the clock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victor.
Victor, go ahead.
Local government chairman, he didn't hold a doctor or anything, or even federal government. Because some of them, they will carry all that money, come and open their own private hospital. Okay. They will carry them, go and open their own private hospital. Federal government didn't hold them anything.
Okay. Thank you very much, Victor, for calling. It's interesting, a perspective that you've taken, or the position that you've taken. Just so you know, Victor, health starts at the primary level. That's why you have health posts. And that's why Dr. Alero continuously talked about your local government. They have a responsibility. It's the loots of this world that is federal government's business. But you see, primary health care stays at the local level, just so you know. But then information is gold. Join the conversation. We have join the conversation.
And to be honest with you, I have nothing against private hospitals. They are often the first port of call in many cases. But when the situation goes beyond what the private hospital can handle, where do people go?
They refer.
We don't expect anybody to be coming to look for a headache or a whitlow or a boil. Exactly. You know, the referral centers are just that. When the situation has gone beyond what the private hospitals, the PHCs can handle, or even the general hospitals can handle, that's when they need to be going to the tertiary institutions, the federal medical centers, and the teaching hospitals. So we don't expect cancer to be at the primary health care. We don't expect headache and whitlow to be at the tertiary healthcare.
Yeah.
And people need to be educated to understand these differences.
Yes, absolutely. One last call before we let you go, Doctor. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's your
name? Where are you calling from?
Joy, calling from Lekki.
All right, Joy, go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
See, what I want to say this morning is that we don't expect like UK or US to drive our people from that side going to hospital. We supposed to do the right thing here, putting the right people in power. Again, as you said, you will not go to hospital to donate or whatever. If I tell you people I help a day, you will be surprised. How many Nigeria is living where? As present now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, there's so much to talk about here, Dr. Alero. Unfortunately, we don't have time, but we will revisit this conversation because, you see, elections are around the corner and everybody's asking for our votes, and we're not asking them what they need to do, especially in sectors like yours that really, really are in limbo. I want to say thank you once again, Dr. Alero. Amazing conversation with you. We will have you back here, even if it means me calling you in the middle of the night. Have you back here. Well, for those who do not know, Dr.
By the God's grace.
All right. Dr. Alero Roberts is the Vice Chair, Association of Public Health Physicians, Lagos Chapter. Thank you for responding even when we called you last minute. All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation. All right. Well, Lagos, that's the most we can take on this conversation this morning. It's been What's Up, Lagos. I am Mary Anna Cole. We will go for a break. And then right after that, it'll be time for the news at the top of the hour. But don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all our social platforms on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, like our YouTube page. Subscribe so that you don't miss any of our shows. Make sure to download the Nigeria Info FM mobile application on your mobile app, or on your phone, I beg your pardon, or your iPad, and make sure you take us everywhere you go. Follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, at MIMIEYO, or look for Mary Ann Jukokun everywhere else. I love you, Lagos. I'll be back tomorrow with What's Up Lagos, where we're talking more and more and more for development. Have a good afternoon. Thank you.